We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Audrey Sterwald. It's Monday, March 30th, 2026. Here's a look at the weather this week in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 76 degrees. It'll be breezy with southwest winds between 14 and 18 miles per hour and gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Winds stay steady off the southwest, gusting near 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow brings a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80. It'll be breezy again with gusts reaching up to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow night brings more showers and possibly a thunderstorm, with a low dropping to around 47. Winds shift from the south to the north after midnight, with a 90% chance of rain and up to 3/4 of an inch possibly. By Wednesday, showers are likely, with a cooler high near 55. That rain continues into Wednesday night, with another chance of thunderstorms and a low around 46. Thursday stays wet, as well with showers and a high near 64, before tapering off Thursday night, with a low around 45. Hope you missed the rain, Champaign. Happening in Champaign, the Roger Urbett Center for Film Studies is presenting a screening of Sidney Lumet's 1978 film, The Wiz, as a part of this year's annual Chaz and Robert Urbert Symposium. This musical Wizard of Oz retelling is screening today at 7 p.m. at the Spurlock Museum. Tomorrow, the event continues with a roundtable discussion at 2 p.m. with doctoral students of the Institute of Communications Research. The event will conclude with a keynote address delivered by Alfred L. Martin Jr., an associate professor of media studies at the University of Miami, at 4 p.m. All parts of the event are free to attend at the Spurlock Museum. Staying local, last Saturday, the Illinois Student Council presented the first Crossroads of Cultures. This event, in collaboration with the Cultural Houses and Identity-Based Units, happened on Nevada Street. There, the 10 organizations set up tents where attendees could learn more about what they had to offer. They also gave out free cultural foods for everyone to try, with music and fun activities. The event turned Nevada Street into a festival. Jill Harvary, a sophomore in business and volunteer with the Women Resource Center, said the event was a great way to connect with students of all identities.
I think because this event kind of brings all 9 of the cultural centers and adjacent programs together, it's a good opportunity for students that don't identify with those cultures or identities to learn more about those cultures and kind of be able to connect with people and learn more.
Hunter Farnham, a senior in LAS and speaker of the Student Congress, said he thinks a fun event like Crossroads of Cultures was needed at this time of year.
I think it just brings everybody together. We have so many different cultural centers here, so many different groups represented. And honestly, I think a lot of the value in an event like this is just having fun. I think sometimes it's easy to forget that like fun for fun's sake is a valuable thing in and of itself. So just like creating an event in the street where everybody's able to walk through, have some food, experience a little bit of different tastes and different cultures, spend time with their friends, is just a nice thing for students. Especially as this time of the year can get stressful with midterms and everything else.
ISC introduced the event just this year for a chance to learn about different cultures and identities, try new food, and have fun. Keep an eye out for next year's Crossroads of Cultures. And finally, a quick sports update. For the first time in 21 years, the Illini men's basketball team will travel to Indianapolis to play in the Final Four. Illinois, who fended off number 9 seed Iowa on Saturday, will represent the Southern Bracket. The Illini hope to make their second NCAA championship appearance. Their first appearance was in 2005, where they lost to the North Carolina Tar Heels. In Saturday's game, Illinois freshman guard Keaton Wagler led the way with 25 points, while junior guard Andre Stojakovic followed with 17 points. The Illini also grabbed 12 offensive rebounds in the win, continuing their reputation as one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country. Illinois will face off against number 2 seed UConn after an unbelievable 73-72 win against number 1 seed Duke. They will play for a national championship spot on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. on TBS. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Philippa Bosway, Kyler Bowie, and Vinnie Magsimble. From WPGU News, this has been Audrey Sterwald.